journey to the waterfall. We're going on a journey to a waterfall for energy balancing and healing. And as we do this journey, please remember that you're in charge. And if you wish to leave the imagery at any time, you may do so simply by wishing it. And to begin with, I'd like you just to take a couple of deep breaths. And as you inhale, imagine that you're breathing in relaxation and peace. And as you exhale, simply let go of any distractions around you. I'd like you to imagine that each breath you take brings in more relaxation, more peace. And especially now, begin to feel your forehead relaxing, relaxing a little bit more with each breath. You may even actually feel the muscles in your forehead letting go and becoming softer, becoming easier. Notice your incoming breath bringing in peace, and feel the tension leave your forehead as you breathe out. Breathing in ease and quietness. Feeling the muscles on your forehead relax as you breathe out. Breathing in softness. So soft, so gentle. And feeling the muscles around your eyes letting go. Breathing in peace and stillness and letting go all around your eyes and all around your temples. Breathing in stillness. And letting go, letting go. And your eyes will become increasingly relaxed and quiet. Feel your forehead soft and smooth. Your jaw released. Let go in your tongue. And I'd like you to imagine that you're standing on a path. And to your right, there's a narrow strip of green, green, green grass. And in the grass, there's a sprinkling of snowdrops in flower. Just beyond the grass, there's a silent, smoothly flowing stream. And to your left is a bank covered with brightly blooming daffodils. Swathes and swathes of daffodils. And from the snowdrops and daffodils, you might suppose that it's early in the spring. But as you walk along the path, you notice that there are other flowers that usually bloom at other times of the year. Roses, roses of many colours, and sweet-scented orange and apple trees. Hollies, laden with bright red berries. Orchids, peonies. Cherry blossom. Orange trees. Olive trees. And look around, and you can see fruits and flowers from many different climates and all seasons. And the sunlight has an unusual quality, almost as though it makes things glow as it falls softly upon them. The plants, the grass, and the trees seem to shine with their own inner radiance. The sunlight has a particular luminous quality. You might even be able to feel a gentle tingling sensation where it touches your skin. Walking on, notice the path under your feet and the way the light falls upon it. The occasional stone that marks the edge of it and flashes of colour on the path. And look more closely and see that these are precious stones embedded in the earth. Carry on down the path and come to a very large and beautiful spreading tree. And put your hand on it and feel it. Feel it's like a living warmth of the tree. And feel as if you're touching a soft, warm, living creature. And look up into the branches and see it unlike any tree you've ever seen before. It has small, round fruits. And they're all the colours of the rainbow. And they smell, can you smell them? Reaching up and touching the closest of these fruits, and it falls neatly into your hand, and you can smell it and feel it in your hand. Lift it to your nose, and as you eat it, notice the taste. If you want to, you can pick some of the other fruits and eat them as well. Do the different colours have different flavours? Or are they all the same? Walking around the tree and feeling the soft grass under your feet. Have you got shoes on? Or sandals. And as you walk round the tree, there's a plain wooden bench on the far side, and it looks so comfortable in the sun. So you sit down on the bench and rest against the tree. This tree is remarkably relaxing to lean against. And with its warmth on your back and the sun on your face, you feel almost drowsy. You let your eyes close so that you can enjoy the sensation better. And your body gradually and gently lets go. And when you look again at the scene before you, you notice that the flowers are moving in a very slow dance. They're rooted in the earth, and they sway slowly and gracefully. There's no breeze causing this. There's no wind, just stillness. And the flowers are dancing to a song that only they can hear. So go and look at them a little bit more closely. And as you do, as you get up, notice a delightful feeling of lightness, of ease, of movement. And your body is just moving lightly in the rhythm of the flowers. So you're moving and look back at the tree and you see your own body sitting on the bench and it looks asleep and at peace. And like the plants and the trees, it seems to glow from inside. And now you understand your dancing body is your body of light. network of power and energy that usually dwells within your physical body. And for once, this body is free. It's free of the weight of the physical body. And you have this rare opportunity to enjoy that freedom. Your physical body looks so safe and so happy in the care of the tree that you're quite happy to leave it there for a while. So you wander off in your body of light. And you find a stone pillar. It's about the height of your chest. And as you touch it, you notice that it too has a living warmth, a warmth like that of the tree. On top of the pillar, there's a small globe of light. And although this light is brilliant, scintillating and bright, the eyes of your body of light find it easy and even pleasurable to look at. So you lift the globe in your two hands and you find that it too has a tingling warmth and is almost weightless. So holding the globe, you realize that the light inside is healing power. And you might even feel it in your hands. Play with it. And then I'd like you to journey back to your physical body, playing with the globe, and on the way you discover that you can make it bigger, big enough to hold your entire body, or small enough to hold only your littlest fingernail. Getting back to your sleeping body, you consider it and think about where you'd like the globe to be put and how big you'd like it to be. And while you're thinking, obedient to your desire, the luminous orb floats from your hands and moves to and then into your physical body. And the globe and your body coexist in the same space, and watching, you see it becomes just the right shape and size to include all the parts of your body that need and want healing. This may include areas you hadn't considered, as well as the ones you were thinking of. But you can sense that the light has its own wisdom and knows just what is needed. Watch for a few moments and see the light permeating the physical body and see the globe absorbing anything you don't want or need from that area. You understand that this is a natural process, and it will carry on while you explore further. Wandering off, leaving your physical body in the care of the tree and the orb, you find that wherever you go, you're always able to sense what is happening to your physical body, and you know that the tree holds it securely while you carry on exploring. Walking on the soft, springy grass, enjoying the airiness of your body of light, seeing the flowers and the trees, and you come to a brook, gently flowing over a bed of pebbles, and among those pebbles you see the same shining flashes of colour you saw in the path. And you realize that these precious stones must be everywhere. They're in the brook, they're on the path, and in the earth under your feet. And in the water between the luminous sunlight and the multicoloured stones beneath, it sparkles like a multifaceted diamond. So you wander upstream, moving lightly, and you find a waterfall that's just a few feet higher than your head. In the waterfall, the sun creates thousand upon thousand of tiny rainbows, one in each drop of water. And you wade into the stream and stand under the fall. And your body is so light, so subtle, so fine that the water actually flows right through it. And as it flows, it washes away anything you don't want or need. If there are any shadows or dim places in your body of light, it fills them with rainbows. Fills them from your toes to your fingertips, to the top of your head. And standing under the waterfall, you feel an urge to stretch and to move, and maybe even to dance the slow dance of the flowers. And you find the flowing rainbow water makes you even lighter and more supple than you can ever remember being before. And you start to feel so light, you feel as if you might float away. So you move back onto the grass. And then just go and have a wander around this place. You might find other things you want to touch or to taste. You're welcome to anything you wish here. Do whatever you want to do. This is your time and your place. Just wander to your heart's content. What do you find? Have you enjoyed being free in your body of light? And the space is so much bigger and more beautiful than you realized. So full of rich colours and smells and sounds, birds, insects. What are the sounds? Music, maybe? And then you come across another bench by another tree. It's in front of you, and there's someone sitting on this bench. And as you move closer, you realise this person's been waiting for you. You move slowly towards this person, and they get up to meet you. Are they male or female? How tall? Taller or shorter than you? How old? And hold out your hand and let your companion take it. Is the hand large or small? Does it feel strong or delicate? What one word best describes the way you feel as you hold your friend's hand? And what are these person's eyes like? What colour? And what one word best describes the expression you see in those eyes? A And how is your companion dressed? Does this person have a name? And walk together. And what else do you notice about this person? This is a good time for you just to enjoy some time together. You might want to talk, or you might want to just sit quietly. I'd like you to say goodbye to your friend for now, but when you come back to this place, you might meet again. Or perhaps you might find other people at other times. Some of these people may surprise you by showing you things you hadn't seen before, or maybe by helping you to see old things in new ways. And you'll learn to know this place, the stream and the waterfall, the trees and the flowers. And you might find that being here begins to give you a deeper sense of peace every time you come back. I'd like you to go back to your physical body now. And when you reach it, please lift the orb out of your body. You might find that it's become darker and heavier, maybe even smaller while you've been away. Take the globe carefully back to its place on the pillar. And when you replace the globe on the pillar, any darkness or heaviness drains out down through the pillar into the earth. And then the globe begins to renew itself, to fill with light from the healing energy of the sun and the moon, the stars, and to gather up strength and warmth from the earth. And as you watch the orb restore itself to its original beauty, you realize you can come back here as often as you wish. And every time you come, you'll find the globe fully charged with healing light, ready and waiting for you. Walk again, lightly back to your physical body. And this time when you reach it, you'll find yourself being drawn into it. And as you come to rest in the physical self, you might notice some change in the way you feel. You might be aware of the subtle sensations of the rainbow lights, or perhaps just of the gentle warm feeling of the healing globe, or maybe both. It doesn't matter, just be aware of the healing sensation of comfort and peace in your body. Just be aware of everything around you. The sounds and the colours. And when you leave this place, you can come back whenever you want to, just by thinking of the ancient tree in its centre and imagining its fruit. As soon as you think of the tree, you will begin to sense the peace and stillness. This world is always within you, just as you are in another way, always within it. Now I'd like you to become aware of your physical body, and especially of your breath. And as we count from 1 to 10, You'll return to normal consciousness, feeling rested, relaxed, and restored. One, notice the incoming breath, bringing in peace. And two, be aware of your physical body, sitting in a chair or lying on the floor. And three, notice how your body feels and how peaceful. And four, take a deep breath and let it go. Five, become aware of the room around you. And six, another deep breath and release it. Seven, flex your fingers and your toes. And eight, open your eyes and slowly look around. Nine, and one more deep breath and let it go. And ten, you're now fully awake and aware. Notice how your body feels. And if you'd like to do so, stretch and move around.